Morning, neighbor. How are you today? It's time again for Moments of Melody. Ulrich Jelinek, president of Severna Manufacturing Corporation, was chief of materials research on one of the first rocket and guided missiles programs. He writes, "As a scientist, I am particularly interested in the fact that the Bible is scientifically correct. Many new findings of science demonstrate this fact, and I would like to call your attention to the secret of why this is so. It's because in the authorship of the Bible, men, as they were moved by the Holy Spirit, wrote contrary to and beyond the thinking of their times. I believe this book to be the Word of God, because it alone has the ability to satisfy the human heart. One of the great differences between man and animal is that man alone has the capacity to know and to worship God. Man is a worshiping creature. He is not content to live like an animal, unthinkingly taking things as they come. He must know something of the God he is to worship, what his nature is, what he requires of us, and what our destiny is after death. Even a casual study of the development of civilization will impress one with the fact that every human being has an inherent cry after God." Ulrich Jelinek continues, "The quest or cry after God can be satisfied only by God on His terms. These are clearly stated so that each of us can understand. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Although there are many reasons why I, as a scientist, believe this book is God's Word, the supreme reason is that I have come to know personally the one about whom it speaks, because I have come to God on His terms. Have you?" Thus wrote Ulrich Jelinek, president of Severna Manufacturing Corporation, and the man who was chief of materials research on one of the first rocket and guided missile programs. Pause for a few moments as we read together from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians. "In conclusion, my brothers, delight yourselves in the Lord. It doesn't bore me to repeat a piece of advice like this, and if you follow it, you will find it a great safeguard to your souls. Be on your guard against those curs, those wicked workmen, those would-be mutilators of your bodies. We are, remember, truly circumcised when we worship God by the Spirit, when we find our joy in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in what we are in the flesh. If it were right to have such confidence, I could certainly have it. If any of these men thinks he has grounds for such confidence, I can assure him I have more. I was born a true Jew. I was circumcised on the eighth day. I was a member of the tribe of Benjamin. I was, in fact, a full-blooded Jew. As far as keeping the law is concerned, I was a Pharisee. You can judge my enthusiasm for the Jewish faith by my active persecution of the church. As far as the law's righteousness is concerned, I don't think anyone could have found fault with me. Yet every advantage that I had gained, I considered lost for Christ's sake. Found his delight in Christ in the first century. Ulrich Jelinek, a scientist, finds his delight in Christ in the 20th century. Where do you find your delight?